Tap into intuition to understand your health better. Before diving into the details of self-healing, let's first introduce Carl Jung, an important figure in Beecher's life. Jung was a well-known psychologist and psychiatrist in the 20th century, famous for his ideas about the unconscious mind. Beecher first encountered his ideas when she was undergoing therapy for an eating disorder, with a therapist trained in Jungian psychology. One key theory of Jung's is that the solutions to our problems are already within us. According to him, the answers can be found through our intuition. This concept resonated deeply with Beecher, who came to believe that listening to our intuition is like connecting with a divine power. She saw intuition as the God within and used it to guide her health. This means that we should view physical symptoms as messages that need our attention. However, tuning into our intuition can be difficult, especially for those who grew up in a culture where it wasn't valued. With practice, anyone can master this skill. Develop intuition for healing. One way to connect with your intuition is through a technique called written dialogue. First, clear your mind by taking a short walk or meditating. Then, write down a question that you want to ask your intuition. Pay attention to the response, which might not always be words, it could be an emotion or a physical feeling. Write down whatever comes to you. Keep asking questions and listen for more answers. You can keep the conversation going as long as you like. Though it may feel hard at first, it becomes easier with practice as your intuition grows stronger. Other ways to develop intuition include activities like painting or interpreting dreams. Try out different methods to see what works best for you. Many people need to rethink how they view intuition. It's like having an inner voice that supports you without judgment, like a loving parent or a loyal pet. Your intuition knows what's best for you and plays a crucial role in healing. Many physical health issues have emotional roots, and trusting your intuition can guide you toward alternative healing methods. Chakras can heal you. One key question remains: how can we use intuition to heal ourselves? According to Beecher, the answer lies in the chakras. The idea of chakras comes from Eastern religions and has been around for centuries. Chakras are points where your physical and spiritual body meet. There are 7 in total, aligned from the spine to the head. When Beecher works with a new client, she starts by understanding their chakras to identify which issues need to be addressed. Each chakra is linked to a part of the body and specific problems. To make it simple, let's look at 3 chakras: the 7th, crown chakra, at the top of your head, the 3rd, solar plexus, in your gut, and the 1st, root chakra, at the bottom of your spine. These 3 chakras give a good understanding of how they relate to emotional and physical symptoms, showing how you can use this knowledge for self-healing. But there's more. Other chakras are connected to different issues, like asthma, thyroid problems, headaches, or trauma. If you're curious about a specific condition, you can look into how it connects to a certain chakra. Once you've learned to trust your intuition and understand the chakras, you'll have the tools for a lifetime of self-healing. Use the 7th chakra to heal physical and emotional issues. In 1913, Carl Jung faced extreme personal and professional stress. He began hearing voices and having disturbing visions, like Europe flooded in blood. Although this might sound like a mental breakdown, Jung didn't view it that way. He trusted his intuition and worked through his thoughts, writing everything down during waking trances. This process led to his book, The Red Book. Although it was published much later, in 2009, Jung's ideas deeply influenced psychology and self-help. While Jung never saw the impact of his work, writing The Red Book was therapeutic for him. It helped him regain control of his life and access deep spiritual insights. Many scholars think that Jung's vision of a blood-soaked Europe predicted the violence of World War I, which started a year later. His experience, though intense, wasn't unique. Many people go through a spiritual crisis at some point. This doesn't always mean having apocalyptic visions, it can also involve feelings of being overwhelmed or anxious. If this sounds familiar, it might be helpful to focus on the 7th chakra, located at the top of the head. Health and healing through the 7th chakra. The 7th chakra represents the bigger picture. When Beecher works with clients, she uses this chakra to assess physical, emotional, and mental health. It's linked not just to spiritual problems, but also to chronic illness, fatigue, and issues affecting the whole body. While this chakra is symbolically connected to the head, it also emphasizes how everything in the body is connected. If you're dealing with problems related to this chakra, whether physical, mental, or emotional, Here's what you can do. First, find a professional who is open-minded and can help you identify the root cause. You might try mindfulness, kundalini yoga, or meditation to reconnect with yourself. Keeping a journal, exploring art therapy, or paying more attention to your dreams can also help you recognize what matters most to you. Above all, trust yourself and follow your intuition. Link past stress to health through the third chakra. The third chakra, located in the gut, is important for understanding emotional issues. This area is often referred to as the second brain because it plays a key role in processing and even creating emotions. Gut bacteria produce neurotransmitters like dopamine and serotonin, which affect mood. The gut contains around 500 million neurons, all linked to the brain through the nervous system. This creates a strong connection between our physical and emotional health. If you're experiencing third chakra issues such as bowel problems, weight changes, or eating disorders, it's essential to look deeper into the root cause. Interestingly, Beecher has found that many of her clients with third chakra symptoms have also faced difficult childhoods or trauma. Traumatic experiences can have lasting effects on our health, as psychiatrist Bessel van der Kolk explains in his book, The Body Keeps the Score. He argues that stress and trauma can show up in physical symptoms long after the event. Third chakra issues are a message from your body that it's time to heal, both physically and emotionally. For example, you can improve your weight and health by eating healthy, intuitive meals or supporting your gut with probiotics and plenty of water. But no matter what symptoms you're facing, make sure you deal with the emotional aspects as well. If you don't, your body will continue to hold on to the stress. Use the first chakra to heal family wounds and reconnect with your roots. The first chakra, located at the base of your spine, is known as the root chakra. This chakra is all about your foundation, your home, your family, and your basic needs. If there are problems in this area, addressing them should be a top priority. Think of it this way: if you don't have basic things like food or shelter, stress will take over and make it impossible to focus on anything else. The same goes for emotional issues tied to the root chakra. Until you work through them, it'll be hard to focus on healing in other areas or even think about bigger things like your life purpose or spiritual growth. Common physical issues with this chakra include skin sensitivity and autoimmune problems. On the emotional side, many concerns stem from family relationships, especially dysfunctional ones. Your family is a key part of your roots, and your past experiences with them can affect many parts of your life. It's important to realize that family problems can even impact future generations, potentially affecting you because of something your grandparents went through. This is known as epigenetics. To heal, it may help to set boundaries with difficult family members or distance yourself from their negative influence. Prioritizing your mental health is essential, so consider therapy or support groups like those for adult children of alcoholics. Once you deal with these family issues, it will be easier to heal in other areas of your life. Pay attention to your body, take care of yourself, and remember that, no matter what you've experienced, you can heal and grow. As Beecher says, traditional Western medicine doesn't provide all the solutions. Key points. 1. The answers to our problems lie within us and can be accessed through intuition. 2. Trusting your intuition helps in understanding your body's messages and aids in healing. 3. Written dialogue, painting, and dream interpretation are ways to strengthen your intuition. 4. Chakras connect your physical and emotional health, each one relates to specific issues. 5. The seventh chakra can help with stress, chronic illness, and overall mental health. 6. The third chakra links emotional issues to physical symptoms, especially in the gut. 7. The root chakra relates to family and security, and healing it improves your foundation in life.